Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Coming to you today from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., for the Greater Des Moines Partnership, Washington, D.C. fly-in. Welcome to the Business News Hour. With us in studio, well, actually here in Washington, D.C., is a veteran of the fly-in trip from the Greater Des Moines Partnership, Mayor Bob Antwig from the city of Urbandale. Mayor Bob, welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit. You have been doing this how long?
I have been doing it for at least 20-plus years, Michael. I can't even remember exactly the number of years.
So you're what we would call a veteran.
I am.
All right. How has it changed? How has the landscape of this fly-in to Washington, D.C., for over 200 individuals, by the way, how has it changed in the past 20-some years?
It's really evolved. When the trips first started, it was more of a, you know, we would call it a mining trip. You know, come to D.C. and get your share of the gold from D.C. and take it back. So, and those are the days of earmarks, where you would try to get your fair share for your cities, for the region, and come back with that. So, and that's how it was built. And there was always the networking portion of it, but the primary emphasis was on getting dollars from D.C. back to Iowa.
The hat in hand, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And how did that work?
It worked well. We had, you know, Iowa has historically had great leadership in D.C. between Senator Harkin and Senator Grassley for a number of years. So they have a lot of seniority. We had good House representation through the years by and large. And so Iowa has always been represented very well here and has had good seniority here. So that historically has worked very well.
And when we dial it back down to the Des Moines Metro, and in particular Urbandale, can you point to some specifics that have come about from these Greater Des Moines Partnership trips to D.C. that have in some way benefited the city? It may not be in direct dollars, but it may be in how to build relationships and bring new business and economic development to the community.
I think as far as the metropolitan region, I'm just trying to think of some projects. You know, the Riverwalk, in the principal Riverwalk, I think has been influenced by that. In Urbandale specifically, you know, we've been working on the Hunter Street and 141 interchange for a number of years. Although I can't point to any direct dollars, we have had some dollars come in, not directly from this trip, but certainly we've had meetings with Federal Highway. We've been building those relationships, having those discussions, trying to overcome the barriers to that for a number of years. And I've had a meeting on that literally every year for the past 10 years on that.
And what are the things that they don't know about you, they don't know about you? So you have to be in the game, I would think.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. As mayor of Urbandale, you've had 12 years.
Yes.
There has been remarkable growth in that community. As a matter of fact, and I have to publicly say thank you to the city of Urbandale, because that's what started the Business News Hour some 4 years ago, and we're very appreciative of that. There's been some amazing changes. There's almost two Urbandales, if you will. There's Urbandale on the east side of 8035 and the Urbandale on the west side of 8035. How are those similar and different?
You know, you say that. I don't like that characterization, honest, personally. I think of Urbandale as one. We have a number of different areas, I think, but we do, you know, there is a perception that we have two Urbandales, and I understand that. But I look at the interstate that goes through Urbandale as also a great asset as well, because we are literally on the crossroads of the United States. When you look at Interstate 80 and Interstate 35 as they come together, the number of traffic the vehicles that come through every day through our city, we have tremendous visibility. That is not matched anywhere else in the country but where we are. So we have a 7 mile or so stretch that those two interstates meet, and we are at the crossroads of America. And so we use that to our advantage, frankly, and we market that to our advantage.
The housing and expansion that's been happening on the western side of Urbandale is remarkable. What about housing in Urbandale? Could you use more? Is there enough land? Where are we going?
We have enough land right now. It's a matter of, we are seeing a number of building permits and new lots coming online. So we are getting our fair share of growth in the residential side of Urbandale. And as you said, it's primarily on the western side, on the Dallas County side of Urbandale. And we do have room to annex more. If we choose to, we're going to be looking at that, but we need to be very judicious about how we grow, because obviously if you're going to grow, you need to provide the services. If you need to provide the services, you need to find the resources to do that. So there's a logical time to maybe step back and say, well, maybe we can't efficiently service that area. So we need to take a look at that. For instance, we're going to be looking at, we need to build a third fire station to service our existing residents. And so we're going to have a bond issue this fall for a fire station that will be located at the 152nd and Meredith area. If we grow beyond that, Michael, right, we need to look at, would we need a fourth fire station? Because if you look at the Urbandale's configuration, we're not a square. We're a long rectangle. Yeah. And so if you keep moving west, what does that mean for service delivery even farther out west? So there's a logical conclusion to it at some point, but we're years away from that.
When it comes to business and city government, whether it's Urbandale or Windsor Heights or Pleasantville, wherever it happens to be, what is it that perhaps business people don't or have a misconception with regard to local city government?
I think maybe there's a misconception about what city government provides. And I liken it to, if people don't think about city government too much, then I think we're doing our job right. If we are efficient in, if our streets are good and we're not having potholes everywhere, if the water's flowing out of the tap, if the water's going down the drain, if the snow is scraped off the streets in a manner that we're not causing disruptions for people, then we're doing our job right. The moment that people start to think about city deliveries and city services is probably a point where we have a problem. Right.
Yeah. And I can imagine that. What do you like best about being mayor of Urbandale?
I like it because we get things done. There's not a lot of political boundaries. I don't answer to a caucus. I'm nonpartisan. The local government is not about Republicans and Democrats. It's about getting things done. And so, again, we are at the point where we provide service delivery to our residents. Our primary services are fire and police. That's our main priority. I always look at that. If you see our allocation of resources, that's where we spend most of our resources. Quality of life is a big issue. Library, trails, recreational opportunities is another priority. If you look at our streets, obviously, and our public infrastructure, that's probably second behind fire and police. So we allocate our resources where they should be, and we provide the services that our residents expect at the price they want to pay.
And that's an important qualification, isn't it? Final question, and this is because we are here in Washington, D.C. with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. What does activity or interaction with the Greater Des Moines Partnership mean to a city like Urbandale or any community in the metro beyond?
You know, this trip is vital. It's ironic that you have to bring 200 leaders from Des Moines to Washington, D.C. for 3 days, but in a way, we're sequestered here. You know, when we're all back in Des Moines area, we're all busy, we're all running our own lives, it's hard to catch up with people. Mm-hmm. But you bring 200 very influential people here, we can interact, we can talk, we can overcome boundaries and barriers, work through issues for the common good of the metropolitan area.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I've taken away from this trip is that the networking, the interaction, really, it's more than networking. It's actually sitting down with business, civic, and nonprofit leaders throughout the Des Moines Metro and beyond, I mean, as far as Pella and Grinnell, and sitting there and having real discussions about the future of all of our communities and all of our citizens. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. Bob, thank you very much for coming by and visiting with us. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me on here.
That's quite all right. All right. Mayor Bob Antwoord, ladies and gentlemen, from the great city of Urbandale here in Washington, D.C. at the Greater Des Moines Partnership Washington, D.C. fly-in. We'll be back with more from the Business News Hour.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel?